I think I would describe it as an acute pain that I am numb towards. Now, I realize that's an oxymoron. Maybe I would describe it like a shock that I experience without any surprise at all. That's another oxymoron. But that is exactly how I feel each time I hear about the next mass shooting in America. Acute pain and numbness and shock without surprise. Now notice that I did not say the past shootings in America, I said the next. Because like all of you, we're all just waiting for the next one and praying that it isn't too close to home. I have felt this weird sensation over the past years, this acute pain with numbness and this shock without surprise. And I felt it way too much over the past year in particular. When my mom was a kid, she had air raid drills at school. When I was a kid, I had tornado drills at school. Today, I get an email every other week from my children's school about their lockdown drills and active shooter drills. Lockdown drills and active shooter drills at their schools. This is my children's reality. Did you know that young people in the United States that are aged 15 to 24 are 50 times more likely to die by gun violence than any other economically advanced country in the world? In 2017, close to 40,000 people died from gun-related injuries, including 2,500 school children. 2,500 school children. Now, what makes this statistic so frightening to me is that this was the very first year on record that gun deaths surpassed motor vehicle deaths in America, and it has stayed that way for the last year as well. The cost of gun violence on our communal resources is averaging now to $230 billion per year, which is more than 2% of the GDP. Now, so far this year, which we're only three quarters of the way through in 2019, there have been 305 mass shootings in this country. There are 365 days in a year. We have not even hit 300 yet of how many are left. And there have been 305 mass shootings this year. These numbers are mind-blowing. And when I hear them, I have acute pain with numbness, and I have shock with no surprise. There is an epidemic in our country, ladies and gentlemen, and each day that we do nothing about it, each time we roll our eyes at the news and pray that these incidents are far away, all we do is fuel the problem more. So on this year of 5,780, sadly, I am compelled to pen a modern Unetane Tokef prayer in response to the mass shootings in our world that have rocked us while we still stay standing. To the mass shootings that have caused us to have acute pain with numbness and shock without surprise. Who arrived at the wrong time at the Walmart in El Paso to shop for back-to-school supplies on a Saturday morning, like Jasmine Salas and her mother, Miranda Salas, did? And who was leaving at just the wrong time, like Manuel Urchurtu? Who was in the clothing aisle and was shot down shielding their baby and their wife, like Jordan and Andre Anchardo? And who was in the sporting goods aisle and found safe hiding, like Christopher Grant? Who walked into the bar in Dayton to grab a drink, like Megan Betts, but never made it inside because she was gunned down on the street? And who walked out of the bar and was enjoying a snack from a food truck and witnessed their uncle, Derek Fudge, get shot down before their eyes? Who died from the trauma, like Nicholas Cumer or Logan Turner? And who survived but will be traumatized for life, like Army Private Alden Hall, or 10-year-old Benny McGuire, or Robert Evans, who all escaped the Walmart on that Saturday? Who buried a grandparent like Angie Ellisby, who was 86 years young and was checking out of the Walmart in El Paso when her life was snuffed out? And who buried a grandchild like 15-year-old Javier Rodriguez, a rising sophomore who played video games and enjoyed soccer and was gunned down senselessly in El Paso? Who was a Shabbat regular in Pittsburgh and always arrived early, just like Rose Malinger of blessed memory did? And who came that Shabbat to celebrate the naming of a baby girl but arrived just a little later than usual and survived the massacre, like Michael Rosenberg? Who came to Pittsburgh on that Shabbat to lead a service, like Melvin Wax did, who was the service leader at the New Light congregation that was held inside the Tree of Life? And who came to participate in a service, like Joyce Feinberg did? Who wanted to be at Shul in Poway, California for Yisker on Passover to remember their parents, like Lori Kay did? And who spent the day with their parents and were blessed not to have to yet recite the words of Yisker, like Michelle Ploney did? Who greeted the assailant with the Siddur and a welcoming handshake, not knowing that he was the shooter, like brothers Cecil and David Rosenthal did? These two brothers and special souls arrived early every single week at the Tree of Life congregation in Pittsburgh, and they were deputized with handing out books and greeting each worshiper. These two unique souls that adored their role, adored their community, and adored their synagogue did this each and every week without fail, and they were the very first victims in Pittsburgh. And who heard the shots and then hid in a closet and survived, like Barry Werber? Who had the rabbi's hand blunt a bullet intended for them, like Rabbi Yisrael Goldstein did in Poway? And who uttered their last prayers on that fateful holiday in the synagogue, like Irving Younger did in Squirrel Hill? Who ran to safety and saved others by hiding behind pews and offering prayers, like Rabbi Jeffrey Myers? And who could not run and heard the chants, "All Jews must die," as their final words, like Jerry Rabinowitz did? Who here in our community has championed the issue of gun safety, like our own Sarah Nanus and Rabbi Joel Mosbacher? And who here has lamented the situation but not been proactive in making their voice heard or their hand shape our shared future? On this new year of 5780, I refuse to grow numb to the acute pain. I reject being shocked, but not surprised. I will follow the instructions as it's printed in Leviticus 19, that I will not stand idly by when my neighbor's blood is shed. I will lobby legislators. I will draw awareness. I will speak out unapologetically and with passion and conviction until I know that my voice and my actions have been heard. I will vote with this topic on the forefront of my mind, and I will do everything in my power to make a difference. And the reason why I will is very simple. It's because I could not tolerate for one moment, nor could I ever find the energy or the muscles in my throat to utter the names of any one person from our temple, from our family, or from our communal orbit in this prayer in a future year. Let us hear this ancient prayer of Unetane Tokef, and let it be a modern day call to action. Let its words shake our souls today, and let us all realize our voice in shaping a better tomorrow. May the victims of all of these senseless crimes rest in the peace in which they deserve, and may we call their memory to our hearts as we offer Unetane Tokef. Page 282, we rise, the ark is open.